There are two groups who are coming to John in our reading for today, both wanting to be baptized. On the one hand, you have Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan. These come confessing their sins, and John receives them and baptizes them in the Jordan River. But on the other hand, you have the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who are also, Matthew tells us, coming to John's baptism. But John rebukes them and refuses to let them be baptized. So what's the difference? Why is the one group received and the other group rejected? Well, John points to the reason when he says to the Pharisees and the Sadducees in verse 8 of our reading, "Bear fruit in keeping with repentance." Now, that verse is made up of two parts, talking about fruit and talking about repentance. And I want to talk about the second half of that first. So, what then is repentance? Well, repentance basically is a change of mind because of faith. As Jesus says in Mark chapter 1, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." So, in other words, the Holy Spirit comes to a person and creates faith within them. And because of that faith, they turn away from their sins and turn away from what they were before. That happened, first of all, in conversion, when we first came to faith at all, but it also happens every time a Christian turns away from their sins. But pay very close attention to that order. God acts, man responds. God first, man second, not man and then God. Man does change his mind, it's true, he's not a lifeless stone. But even this, even the changing of his mind, is a gift of God. Now, in our reading from Matthew, then, we see that the first group shows this kind of repentance. We're told in verse 6, they were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Being willing to admit that you are a sinner shows that you've had a change of heart, because nobody is going to be willing to say that what they did was in fact a sin unless God has first worked within them. And even their willingness to be baptized, something that in those days was reserved for outsiders and great sinners, also shows their repentance. It was a genuine thing, which is why John receives them. But on the other hand, we see that the others were not repentant. As John points out, they were saying to themselves in verse 9, "We have Abraham as our father." Instead of admitting their need, instead of confessing their guilt, they were pointing instead to themselves. "We're already righteous," they said. "There's no need for us to change, no need for us to do anything different." And that shows that their repentance was false, which is why John rebuked them. Now, calling the one repentance real and the other false leads us then to another question. Well, how can we tell the difference? How do we know when repentance is real, and how do we know when it's false? Because the Pharisees and the Sadducees, after all, came to baptism. That might seem like repentance, but it turns out that their repentance was false. So how do we know the difference? Well, the difference between the true and the false Christians is seen in their fruits. As John says again in our reading, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. So what then are the fruits of repentance? Well, I'm going to describe three. And the first fruit of repentance is feeling, specifically a feeling of guilt or remorse. Because God awakens within us this realization that we have done something wrong, this realization that we have sinned. And that realization causes a sense of horror and of shame. In the book of Acts, for example, when the Philippian jailer rushed into the prison, he was trembling with fear and he cried out to Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And again, Peter, when he sees Jesus' miracle of filling up their nets with fish, falls down on his knees and cries out to him, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." So a genuine repentance then will lead to a feeling of being sorry for our sins. Without that sense of being sorry, there is no repentance. Now, of course, we do want to be careful here. We don't want to think that feeling bad is the only thing that we need. I mean, feelings, after all, can sometimes be very deceptive, especially because of our sin. We have to be careful lest we turn repentance into a kind of emotional release. Like, I make myself feel bad, and then I hear something that sounds good, so I feel better about myself, and you do that over and over and over again. Being caught in this kind of emotional cycle is not the same thing as repentance. We can end up thinking we're doing the right thing, even as our heart remains far from God. So feelings are one fruit, but they're not the only fruit. The second fruit of repentance is what I will call intentions or resolve. Not only do I recognize my sin, not only do I feel sorry for my sin, but I also want to do something different. So I realize that what I did was wrong, and so I make up my mind to stop. I realize I haven't done something that I should have done, and so I make up my mind to start doing it. God, by faith, changes our will, and this will comes once to follow after God. Take wee little Zacchaeus as an example of this. As on the day that he recognized his sin, he said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor." Now, when he said that, he hadn't actually done it yet. But his intention that he declared to Jesus was to restore everything that he had stolen. So the resolution to do it was there because his repentance was real. But again, we have to be careful. As the saying goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. We have to be careful that we don't just stop at the intention and fail to follow through. Repentance is not like a New Year's resolution, where it's quickly made and quickly forgotten. If we find ourselves making the same resolution over and over and over again, but nothing ever changes, well, we should stop and ask ourselves what the real problem actually is. We should examine our hearts that much more closely. Intentions are a fruit of repentance, but they are not the only one. And the last fruit that I want to talk about today is action. That we actually change our ways, that we actually start doing something different. God moves us to change, and we actually do it. We turn away from sin, and we turn towards God. I know what I did was wrong. I resolved to stop doing it, and so I stop. I know that I should have been doing this. I resolved to start doing it, and so I actually do it. Intention becomes reality, so that I have a true change of heart. Zacchaeus actually gave the money back. Peter, after he denied Jesus 3 times, returned to the Lord. Real repentance leads to real action, whatever that action happens to be. But again, we have to be careful, especially about a couple of things. First of all, we don't want to think that our actions somehow bring us to God. as if we're doing all the right things in order to balance out the bad stuff. These are fruits of repentance. They follow after faith. They don't come before it. Because even if I give away everything that I have, if I don't have God-given faith, then it is not true repentance. I do all of these things because of what Jesus did for me, not because I want to impress God. And the second thing we have to remember is, well, like everything before, this is not the only fruit. That as long as I've done the right thing, I've somehow repented, even if everything else is lacking. If that were the case, Christians, the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to baptism would have been true repentance, because outwardly it seemed like they were doing the right thing. But it wasn't. It wasn't repentance at all. Rather, Christians, it's all of these things together. God-given faith and a change of mind, together with the feelings, the intentions, and the actions. All of these things are meant to go together. Take any of them away, and there is no repentance, no matter how impressive it may seem. But put it all together. God giving us faith, moving us to regret our sins, to choose what is right, and to turn away from them. When all of that is together, it is a genuine repentance and a true and a gracious gift of our Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see the truth about ourselves through your holy word, so that by your power we may turn from our sins to you, the true and living God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.